We were just talking about the moody, the spooky atmosphere of the greater Pacific Northwest. Let's bring in Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer. Hey, Vaughn.
The truth is still out there.
X-Files fan, Vaughn?
I just watched the new episode the other night. You sort of sit there as a British Columbian and try to spot the scenes. It'll say Portland or Seattle or some other place, and you go, gee, that really looks like Stanley Park to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a tour company in Vancouver. I don't know if they're still in business, but they used to offer tours of famous X-Files sites in and around Vancouver. So big fans. It's a little like the walking tours you can get in Forks of all the vampire sites.
Right.
It's a pretty big thing. And you did refer to the fact that Duchovny at one point complained about Vancouver, how wet it was, and
yes,
gloomy and depressing. And a lot of us said, well, isn't that the point of your character? I mean, aren't you supposed to be gloomy and depressing and half suicidal? And what do you think the atmosphere is all about out there?
Well, let's talk about the politics of preserving those moody, spooky woods, those forests,
yeah,
Vaughn, because here we have the Great Bear Rainforest, huge. It's essentially the whole Pacific coast of British Columbia, and BC has apparently decided what to do with it. What's happening?
Yeah, it's been a fight for a long, long time, 20 years, to try to get this deal put together. We're talking about an area that goes from maybe 100, 150 miles north of Vancouver all the way to the Alaska Panhandle, valley after valley. I think there's something like 70 pristine watersheds there. And a deal finally announced this week, as I said, after off and on negotiations lasted almost 20 years, to preserve most of it. There will be a bit of logging going on there, not a lot. Most of it's preserved. A lot of the people that live there, mostly Native Canadians, will have some access to the land base. But basically what you've got is this area. I think it's the size of Belgium, if that means anything to you.
Mm.
It's about 7.5 million acres, mostly preserved. It is, my favorite detail about it is that back when they started the negotiations, this area was known as the Mid-Coast Timber Supply Area by the BC government, which tells you how they viewed it. You know,
right, resource
of timber.
Yes.
It is now the Great Bear Rainforest. So talk about the impact you can get, Bill, with branding. The environmentalists who came up with that name, the Great Bear Rainforest, credit that change of name to a lot of their success in getting the area preserved.
Oh, that's fascinating. Yeah, it's known for grizzlies, of course, but also the white bear, the spirit bear, which apparently is sometimes these black bears are born with a white coat.
That's right. The official animal of British Columbia is that very bear, the spirit bear. It is a freak of nature, in fact, and some people think it's appropriate that that's the official animal of British Columbia, since it can be pretty weird.
Yes, yes. Anybody opposed to this deal, or is it getting nothing but love?
There's some grumbling. People in the forest industry think that way too much timber has been preserved, and it'll cost jobs, but the industry's pretty much adapted to it. Some environmentalists think that there's still too much logging going on, and there is some grumbling that limited amount of grizzly bear hunting will be allowed in the region. It has not been turned into a complete park. It's not officially a park. It's preserved wilderness. So there will be some hunting going on. So, yeah, there's some grumbling on it at the margins, but I think, Bill, people recognize that these negotiations, as I say, took nearly 20 years. There's a lot of feeling that this is an amazing accomplishment, and 85% of it will not be touched at all, and limited amount of activity in the other.
We've been talking about limited logging, a lot of preservation in this home to cougars and wolves and salmon and grizzlies and white bears and thousand-year-old western red cedars.
And space aliens, Bill.
And space aliens.
The X-Files.
That's right, yeah. To bring it all back home. That's Vaughn Palmer from the Vancouver Sun. Always good to talk with you, Vaughn. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Bill.
KUOW is made possible in part with support from listeners like you. Consider making a quick one-time donation of $10 via your mobile phone. It's easy. Just text the letters KUOW to the number 27722, and thanks.